So at the end of Parshas Bo, the Nitzah of Bechor, Nitzah Yirches. The Chinuch writes that the Nitzah of Bechor is the Kaddish of Bechorus, that every Bechor has what has to be Makadosh, not to set it aside. Till they march, you call up Lunit and they let them Rishina, till they may yet say Risha may rechem and Kema, name but the name of Hema. As Charim Kaddish Lashem. Every Zachar, every firstborn Zachar is set aside Lashem. Shanimar Kaddish, Kol Bechor, Petak Lavechem, Bezni Yisrael, Va'od of Hema Lihu. The Chinuch himself divides things up. This Nitzah of Kiddush HaBechorah is only going to refer to Bechor, Behema, Tahora. Then he'll separate that the din of a Bechor of a Chamor is going to be a separate mitzvah, also here at the end of Parshas Bo, Pinyin Peter Chamor, and the mitzvah of Pinyin Peter Odom will be much later on. In other words, the Bechorahs, where there's a din of Pinyin, the Chinuch is a separate mitzvah. So even though he says over here, he includes over here, he goes on, V'dav k'behemot, ayin ashor ches of eiz, avaloi chayim, he called him a tamei achamor levad b'mitzvazo. Even though at first glance, he incorporates that the Kiddush Bechor supplies Adam behema and chamor, mitzvi and ches is going to focus only on the mitzvah of being mitanish Bechor behemot ayra, and since the other two have a din of pinyin, so he looks at that the din of pinyin is the ikar mitzvah, which is the way we practice pinyin peter odom anyway, and peter chamor also. The Chinuch writes, you don't have it in front of you, the mishorshei on mitzvah, he writes that the purpose of being the kaddish of bechor is lemandas yakol shalom, is everything wants to rebon shalom, and everything we have is v'chaz di Hashem. So he writes very beautifully, he writes, V'yavin ze berosuk yachar sheyog ha'odam kamo yegiyah yisvetorach kamo tzrochim v'yelomo yegiyah lezman sheotza peri. The person worked very hard and he went through a lot of aggravation. Now finally comes to a point where he's going to have peris v'chovim lavreshis peri yekim v'vas enoi, and the first fruit that he had is very special. V'yad nefet ha'zh baruch he gives it to the Rosh Hashanah u'mesroi kein reshusim imenu. And he removes that special peri from his own rishos and gives it to Baruch Hu. Oh, the second reason was chor neisagadol. Shasan Hashem is baruch b'chor mitzvah mishahargam mitzvah biyadim. And to remind us of the issue of b'chor mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah of b'chor. The Chinuch writes at the very end. Also, you don't have it in front of you. I'll come back to this in a moment. He writes. And the Hegis mitzvah zu shall kiddush b'chor behema seira b'nei raisa b'heret yisrael b'lvad b'kol zaman. And heret yisrael b'nei raisa at all times, even shleib b'zman b'es ha-mikdash. U'mine rabbonon af b'chutz l'aretz. And chutz l'aretz is a din de rabbonon. Okay, so let's go back to the very beginning, Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. The Yidden and Chasimach points out, Hadinim amavorim barichus, Rishonim v'achreinim, Ein darchi v'chibur zeh l'arach v'nyonim v'keilu v'ak l'ayver. Things that are well explained, that's not the point of the Chasimach. Things that are well explained, he just makes a harvest. And he neidin zeh the mitzvah at issue, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be makdish of Bechor. In other words, if you look at the lashon of the Chinuch, l'kanish of Bechor, it's a mitzvah to be makdish, to set it aside, to give it kedusha. So l'chorah, that lashon sounds like the mitzvah of being mekadesh any carbon you have to set it aside by me setting aside an animal for beis hamikdash. That picks up the din of kedusha. So l'chorah, mekadesh of b'chorah sounds like it's a mitzvah of mekadesh. On the other hand, we know that the din is that a b'chor is kodesh v'rechem imoy. That even if the proceeds is seen inside a moment, that even if a person is not mekadesh the bechor, it is still his kodesh. So the Chinuch points out, the Chinuch points out, he neidin zed the mitzvah lahakdish who be Rambam to rekalos milchus bechor zolach adalat. I am a chemish of shlemel the poisik achomim. It's machloikis in erichin between Chachamim and Rabbi Yishmael. Chachamim say it's a mitzvah lekadish, lekadish befeh, that when the bechor is born, so the owner sits aside and this is kodesh to be a bechor. And Rabbi Yishmael says no, there's no mitzvah lekadish befeh. It's kodesh neirechem imoy anyways. So that's a machlokes Chachamim Rabbi Yishmael. Rambam pasul Chachamim mitzvah lekadish. The rush, this is an alleged rush, because the rush is, he says, huva betur yeredeya, but it's many of the Sfarim write that it's hard to find, track down this rush. I mean, the Sfarim write, we don't know exactly where this rush is. But the Tur quotes, the Sun quotes, that this is his father's shita, that, ki Rabbi Yishmael, the ain, tzarech lak dishay. Right, then he quotes the Rashi, which is also much discussed, that's what he's Rashi, everyone criticizes the Rashi, because Rashi also sounds like he holds like Rabbi Yishmael. But this is also a big trouble amongst the Echorinim with how to read that Rashi. Fine. When we lost in the Rabbi Mechaber, Nira de Nilma mi posig ze, de chsiv, kadesh kol v'chor. So Minach Hasinu second to Arva, first to Arva is Machlekes, Tanoim, mi paskin, chinuch pasig Rabbi Mitzvah Hakdash. Next, Arva of the Minach Hasinu is also much discussed, without much resolution, is that the pasuk which the chinuch quotes, the chinuch sounds like he's learning this din from the pasuk of the kaddish nikol b'chor petzikol rechem neyisrael, the parsha in the tefillin. So he says the milas and Rav Mechaber near the limit the pasuk there dichsev kaddish nikol b'chor uveemes pasuk zeneimar odom u'b'chor veimet tamei gam kein. And that's very difficult, because if that would be the case, this parsha refers to b'chor odom also. So we assume that nobody ever says that when a baby boy is born, the first step is makdish the bechor. We know it's a din of pidgin. Petach Amor is the same thing. So he says, Rakali was doing posuk taktis Hashem lekecha. So posuk the end of Rehei. Vechinu b'shas te'erchen, v'berambam kan, v'aposuk v'parshas Rehei. V'shom demar kol bechor, shivadu v'korach, v'tzoynchon, I'm a dafku bechor b'im etayim. So that's really the posuk. So again, the Achorim would discuss the Menachasim, thinking he's maybe overleaving the daik in the lush of the chinuch. The chinuch says the kaddish of chayrus kolayimai shukol avlodes and elon b'shayna kol yetsi v'reshin v'rechli in the kibbut as kaddish l'Hashem shenemar. So the din that he's learning from the parsha is kaddish l'Hashem. That is a mitzvah l'haktish, and the chalam is a din that comes from another place. That's the most achrayim resolve this ha'or of the minchas chinuch. But then the chinuch now writes that
he leaves
it to Tzurchi, and it doesn't resolve this kasha.
Doesn't depend what the Kaddish means.
Yeah.
Does the Kaddish mean Vahakdish, or does the Kaddish mean to treat as Kaddish?
Good, okay, so that we'll see in a moment. Good, that's the issue that we should have to focus on. Look at, let's just read the next paragraph. Kiddush v'bal mumu chutzlaretz. What's that?
The nusuk that we say by Tijan Pei.
Yeah.
As a Svar, right? It's 70 Bechori Group has a reference label in Israel. Right? With this. By Torah Amra, something. Torah Amra, something. No, by Torah Amra to Lakadish or the Torah Amra lift us?
Yeah.
But that would.
The Lechor wouldn't.
No, then if we were saying Lechadesh, then we were acknowledging that maybe there is a Shita that we got.
Maybe there's a Svarna that holds that a Bechor that is not Podoy has some elements of Kedusha, but that's a wild Shita. I mean, every non Shavu Shabbos family, the Bechor has Kedusha because they never played him. You have that with you? You never know. You're in the city, you get invited to a fitting event.
Coming up soon. Never know.
Yeah, with that? Okay, good. But we see the Divya Rambam. Shekosam koidem lezeh, balocha gimel, din b'chor balmum, vein shenoylad b'mumoy. V'yachar kach kosam din zeh. Alright, so now, this is the next aura of the Minchas Chinuch. Right, next aura is that what's the din of a b'chor that was born with a mum? Right, the din is that if a b'chor gets a mum, right, so then it still has some kedusha. It still has, he can't work that b'chor, he can't shear the b'chor, so still maintains his kedusha. But then the kohen is allowed to shecht it and eat it. Right, if bizman hazeh, a b'chor is born on a Jewish farm. So there's no base in Mikdash, so you put into a corral and you wait until it gets a mum. Right? Once it gets a mum, then the kohen is able to, is considered to be a chulin. So what happens if the b'chor, so that was a b'chor, it was born as a regular b'chor, according to what we said until now, the bala b'chor is makdash the animal, alright? There's no place to give it, no base in Mikdash, so you put it into a corral, and then when it gets a mum, so it's kedusha, is downgraded mamela, right? And not only is it downgraded, it's downgraded, and the kohen is allowed to eat it. So it has certain isurim, but it's and the yisrael cannot partake of it. But it's a kohen is allowed to eat it, right? And the kohen eats it b'toras chul. Right? So now, what happens if the b'chor was born with a balmum? B'chor balmum, beim shenela b'mumay. So he says, the Rambam writes at Nalocha Gimel, V'yachar kach kosam din zeh. And after that he writes the din of being makdish. Right, if you look at the first line of Minchas Chinuch, to the fourth line, the din of being makdish was in Perek Aleph Alocha Dalet. Perek Aleph Alocha Gimel is the din of a b'chor balmum. So near the af b'chor balmum, shenoyla b'mumoy, mikol mokim mitzvah tishoy. Ki ve'emes, gam b'chor balmum, who kodesh lekama dvarim l'nyan gidza v'yavoida v'yad inyone yilchus b'chores u'gzeiras ha'kosavu te mitzvah l'akdishay b'fe. So he said, says the Minchas Chinuch, but what do you mean gzeiras ha'kosav te mitzvah l'akdishay b'fe? He just said that it makes sense to be makdish it because there are certain yisurim, but what the Chinuch is pointing out is that the yisurim of the animal are not dependent on me being makdish. The b'chor is born. B'chor is born as an entire b'chor. So I don't say a word. They're ready. Ari surim. Ready. The din has to go to the kohen. So it's kodesh me'ela. Next, a b'chor b'al mum. So b'chor there are surim. It's born with a mum. So now I'm not going to be able to shear it. I'm not going to be able to work it. So it has halachas. So nevertheless, the Rambam seems to say that I have to say it's Kodesh. So that's exactly the cause of that. When a Bechor is born, you have to announce that it's a Bechor with Kedusha. The Ein Zem Makdish Baal Mumlin is Beyach the Eiver V'Lav. So apparently he was saying that this is a very strange thing, that the Bechor is born as a visible Mumanet. This cannot go to Mizbeach, right? The regular Bechor, Mizman Beis HaMikdash, so part of it would go on the Mizbeach, and part goes to the kohen. The kohen gets most of it. So I have a b'chor baal mum, which is not based on mikdash, and the baal of mum screams out, kodesh has a kedushas b'chor. So he was just makdish and baal mum in his veyah. It's a lav. He says, no, that's not what it is. Right? Why that's not what it is? Because you're not creating hektish over here. You're the din. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is trying to define for us. That even though it says like Kanish Abchareis, Mitzvah Akdishu, The Chinuch is saying the mitzvah lahakdish a bechor is the mitzvah of announcing kedusha. It's not the din that you are imparting kedusha. When you have something which is chulin, you impart, you create kedusha. But bechor is announcing the kedusha, and therefore one is not in violation of being makdish baal mum lemizbeach in that case, right?
I thought Mr. Chinuch meant that giving makdish is giving makdish for something else.
So that's what he could have said. No, and was, that's what we go through this paragraph. The Minchas Chinuch could have said that. But let's go back. He says nira the af bechor baal mum. Right? So that would have been good. So he says, so what's this line of Zeiras Akosavu the Nisvatisha Befe? He should have said, and you're Makdishit. Right? Now the Chinuch at this point, what the Rokhan is pointing out is that at this point the Chinuch seems to be saying Mitzvah Makdish. Sounds like giving makdish, right? So then he says, doesn't make any sense, because you have to be makdish baal mum. No, so we could have still moved along and said, you're being makdish baal mum, le'isha gizhi baal vayda. Fine, okay. So what does he mean, xeris akosavu din makdish baal vayda? That's inconsistent, right? And next he says, ve'ein zeh makdish baal mum is there, so every blab. So that's very good, right? That would be like what Rav Chanan is saying, because you read the next line, the davka lemizbeach, the ein bamum roi lemizbeach, and lekan u emar is ekdish, hainu lebachor, the gamamum yesh lom tushes bachor, lekam en yad. So it sounds like, in this line, that what the Minchas Chinuch is saying is, you know why this is not a problem? Because we're not being makdish lemizbeach, we're being makdish lemizbeach, we're being makdish lemizbeach. So we have two mahalchim that emerge from the Minchas Chinuch. One is, that the Balabos is imparting some Kedusha, and it's Kedusha Lebchor, not the Kedusha Mizbeach. And one of the Balabos is not imparting Kedusha, he's just announcing Kedusha. So now, look at the Minchas Chinuch. It would say, Yud Aleph. No, further. Os Tez Zayin. Right, you have it on page Kuf Dalet. But the last, the very last two lines from Kuf Dalet. The Minchas Chinuch. Who adin? The second last line. Who adin behemas chayre sheitiv katan? Vaday gam kein noyeg mitzvah zo ki neskadesh memeila. Af the zos ha mitzvah lakdish befe. Right. So this sounds like that's why I was veering towards saying this approach. The truth is that Rav Chanan is correct at the very beginning. You don't know which way the Chinuch is going to go. But Aviri says clearly that his sheet is that since if you have a behemoth and the Baal of Boss of the behemoth, the Baal of Bachar, is a Chayr Shait of a Kotan. So he should be Potom in the mitzvahs. Nevertheless, this Bachar is Kodesh, in the Skadish Mimela. After Zoys and Mitzvah Akdish Befeh, Chayr Shait of a Kotan, Turim, the Lavne Mitzvah Ninu. I will mash him in Melan, no, he got Mitzlam, is that Pashut? Right? So if, would you not, oh, to give the old the first. It's about a series in the back, it's in the end. Right? So that's the basis for the Minchas Chinuch ultimate position. Right? If this animal, if this Bechor, would have no Kedusha without somebody being Makdish, so it's born to a Chayv Shet V'Kod, there's no Kedusha. So the Chayv Shet V'Kod, not Mitzvah, is Makdish. So they can't be Makdish. Now that the Chinuch says, but it's Kodesh V'Meila, right? So that means that being Makdish is not real being Makdish, it's pro forma. That's what the Chinuch was saying, that it's a Xerus HaKos.
But it could be an extra.
Was that?
It could be an extra
mitzvah. It could be a separate mitzvah, okay. But that would just be to announce the kedusha there already.
Right.
Right?
That
cannot be a mitzvah,
I mean. Right. Was that? You may get it.
Right.
Right. To say something's kodesh memela.
Was that?
How can a mitzvah
be? Glenn is correct. The Rosh Hashanah pointed out an article many years ago that he wanted to be discussing kiddush on Friday night. So Shabbos is kodesh meila. right? Whether you announce it or not. The truth is, if you are say kiddush by plugging mincha, you are makdish Shabbos, right? But let's say what we do, right? We're only makdish Shabbos. Let's say we say kiddush Friday night. Well, kiddush al kos. When you're ready, we're makdish Shabbos. We're moisture Shabbos. It's kiddush me'elav, right? And if he wouldn't say kiddush, Shabbos would be Shabbos anyway. So you see the mitzvah. So Shetam was compared it to that when we say kiddush, it's like kiddush is b'chor. We're announcing the kiddush is there, which is the kiddush which is there already. And Mashena Kain, you have a Vehim of Chulin, so then when you're Makdish, you're making it Kaddish.
It's different than Shabbos and Yotzer.
What's that?
That's different than Shabbos and Yotzer. Makadish, Yisrael, Vazman,
and Makadish, and
Shabbos.
Yeah. It's different when Beitin is Makdish.
Right,
human
beings are.
Now, look at Oth Lamed. It's a very interesting discussion. I should have zeroed the end of it. Sorry about that. But you have it on the last page. Oth Lamed. The Gam Nira Poshet. So the mitzvah l'akdish b'chor b'feh lav dav k'techav shen noilat elo ha-mitzvah he calls a man shen b'chor kayim v'mohik t'shechav shiak t'shachakach ki ein v'gmora ramam the mitzvah yadav ki miyad le'lach hazman. Alright, in other words, there's no time. You can be m'akdish b'chor is around the soul kodesh, so that fits into what we're saying. It's Kodesh Me'elel. I have an obligation to announce it. I can announce it today, tomorrow, the next day when it's there. Then he says, what happens if the in came? If Neilav Lekotan Bechor, Dein Begdeshe Klum, Vadai Mitzvah Lov Dishe Kishiyagu. Somehow, a cotton got an animal. Exactly how it got, I'm not sure. Somehow, a cotton got an animal. The cotton's animal gave birth. Right? So now, what's the din? A cotton cannot be Makdish Chulin. Right? So a cotton can, and a cotton is not mitzvah lakdishai. We're assuming the animal is still kodesh. That's the machinus on the top of the page. Now when the cotton, right when the cotton becomes bar mitzvah, no. So he's a mitzvah, they mark this is an animal. Fine, because there's no time limit. So he says, Vada, when it becomes older. Now he says, what about the following case? What about the case where the cotton has an animal, right? And the Bechor was born when the young man was already over the age of 12. So the Mufla Somachlish, right, what does it mean? It means that this child, once a child is already 12 years, once a boy is 12 years old, the girl is 11 years old, so they make a neder, boy can know, so he checks, they know what they're talking about. If they know what they're talking about, the neder is chal. Alright? So you have a child, he reached 12. Right? So his 12th birthday, somebody gave him a pregnant animal. Okay? So now, when he's a good shekel for the bar mitzvah. So now, when he's 12 and a half, the animal gives birth. Okay, nope. He's makdish the animal. He knows Hilchos Bechor. He says, this is the Bechor, it's firstborn. It's now his kodesh. Alright, so now the question is, when this kid, and this kid, and boys can make something, we ask him, does he know what a netter is yet? Does he know what he's doing yet? He was just makdish the animal. It was chulin. He could be makdish animal in his bech. Okay, so now he was. Now the question is, when this could become a 13, is there any mitzvah to be makdish animal?
Yeah.
So lechor we should say, lechor shouldn't be a kasha, right? Because the mitzvah has got nothing to do with his ability to impart kedusha. The mitzvah. So mufas somachli should not be a player v'chlal. All right. So what does the chinuch say? Ve'im neilat kodesh mufas somachli. Vikdish b'feh, the le'inyan kol ha'teira mufla somach li'ishek deshe yekdish min ha'tovra. Le'das ha'sovrim, mufla somach li'ishek min ha'raisa, somach li'ishek min ha'raisa, and you hold that mufla somach li'ishek din ha'raisa, ani mesupak emuchuyov achartach la'kdishek ishe yagdil. Im na'imar, kevan dikvar ikdish ha'isai, ve'kdish ha'yekdish, im kein my moisiv, Lakdish oid pam kevon shekivaynis kadesh. I dil makevon the damis mitzvah say lakdish refer ein mosiv shum davar v'nin hakdish ki v'lav ochi me'elav niskadesh and it's just exeris akosav the mitzvah labaylim in kain avagav dekdish v'yosim mufla he wasn't mechuyav in mitzvahs now he's chayav so he should be makdish again. That's the suffix. Right, and in fact, he gives examples that we discussed by Pirivia. This is a vintage Minchasin Chishuv. Discuss the, what happens if you were, you did a mitzvah b'shas tur. Alright? Tonight, I can analyze through this. So the truth is that our initial reaction would be, this is not Ektish. Right? This is, if we would paskin, then if our mitzvah becomes our mitzvah meyesh leis, right? Lu yisuv paskin, such a thing. But Lu yisuv paskin, that he was, the child was born at 12 o'clock midnight, he becomes bar mitzvah 12 o'clock midnight. So now, his bar mitzvah is 12 o'clock midnight on Shabbos. Right? So look, I would say Shemay Kiddush. Right? Right? We would have, because, and even though he said Kiddush before dinner, and it was Yaitse Kiddush at 7 o'clock in the pocket night. Right? Because he would say, my eye, he was, the mitzvah, he wasn't being makta Shabbos. He was just his own dinner.
It's not a chesed issue, right? Is the mitzvah to be to make the chesed kadosh, or is the mitzvah to be to do something prepared to be makdish?
Yes, and I think it's a question whether it's hektish b'teiras neder b'teiras being makdish, or whether it's you're not whether you're just the mitzvah to announce it. So l'chora, so but the minhag hasinuch is a sofek. So what's the sofek in the minhag hasinuch? He says he's not sure now. He's not sure because since the Torah's neder, the Torah's being makdish, the child was makdish as an animal already. So now, that's what we point out in the very first oath of the minhag hasinuch, that he seems to be straddling this issue. So it comes up again over here. Right, is the din of being makdish b'chor that you're makdish with din b'chor, not makdish with mizbeach, you're makdish with din b'chor. It's very difficult because of chere shek v'kodim, because it's kodesh me'elel, and that should be the process. But over here you see that minchas the topic. Maybe the gzeiros hakosav is that we should do something which is like creating actors. That's the only way to say it.
Maybe it's acting towards it as a different formulation, not actually announcing it, but acting as a kiyulu. So then you'd say, well, the fact that he did that before he is bar mitzvah makes it redundant.
Right. So look at Oz Zion now, yeah?
I mean, you're talking about Kedusha here, so you want to do Kedusha in its purest form, so why should, you know, you're saying, well, while it is okay, you still want to do it, you know, Mahajim and Mahajim, or you want the best you possibly could.
Let's say an animal tchulin, right? So and the 12 and a half years old, he's makdish. That's, and he knows what he's doing. So I don't think there's any tehelas to, you know, bumping it up and saying if I miss this he makdish it again. L'chorin say it's kodesh, it's kodesh.
But couldn't you say that if we've taken the formulation of this announcement,
yeah,
and we've formulated it through Kedusha.
Yeah.
Right. So once we formulated it in that structure, right, we have all the halachas of that structure of what?
It could be, yeah.
Right, and
yeah,
that's the subject. Right?
Right.
That's why he's the subject.
Yeah.
Because right? If it was, because now we'll flip the subject, it falls into play.
Right, right.
Because in the structure.
So in other words, it's not just announcing it. Because the terrorist said, you have to.
Right.
The Rishon who spelled this out, the Uraim, says, he spells out that the din of being makdish of b'chor, he says it's the chiv of ha-mitzvah. It's a sign of chavivus. I'm not going to be makdish. But it shows my excitement for the mitzvah to announce, again, it's announced, it's right away. Or to go through the motions if I'm being makdish of myself. So look at Zion. Yud. Os Yud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yud v'hinei v'amesha kastanul el sif kotan aleph os aleph de'afilu b'chor she'nolad b'mumay mitzvah lakdishay ayin v'rosh Hashana heyom en beis de'nirisham de'nafka milashem le'kecha b'chor le'val ta'acher ayin sham l'fi ha'girsa mikol mokoyim b'chor bal mum einim val ta'acher in kein kan dechsev taktish l'ashem efshir dav ketam avu bal mum ein mitzvah lakdishay b'zev v'yesh l'chalek. So now the Minchasim questions the very dignity that he was Medayik in Rambam, right? He opens up by saying he thinks that even the name of the Baal Mum, this Bukhor will never make it to Mizbeah. He thinks from the Seder of Rambam that you have to say that it didn't be Makdish of the Fe as well. But it's not Mufurish in Rambam. It's because the Rambam put the din of being Makdish after the din of Bukhor Baal Mum, right? And the truth is that one could question the Minchas Chinuch Diuk because the Rambam does not seem to say that it's a mitzvah lakdish b'feh. The Rambam's lashon in the Sefer on mitzvahs is la'afrisham u'la'avdilam l'mah shiroi shiyosa b'hem, to set them aside. Whatever it's going to be, b'chor b'hema tahira, is going to be set aside for mizbeach. A b'chor b'hema tahira, which is as a mum, is set aside for gizah avoda. A b'chor chamor is set aside for opinion. It's a fishim of nilam. So the Rambam apparently, from the mitzvah say, from the sefer mitzvahs, it sounds like that lekanish b'fer doesn't mean I'm giving it hekdesh. It means I'm setting it, I'm giving it, I know in my mind what I'm going to do with it. Right? Any animal that's born, I have no idea when they're going to sell it, they're going to shecht it, I'm going to work it. This animal I know is happening to it. Right? He has, so Kodesh Rechim, it comes with a,
yes.
Yeah, this is the Marshal telling you what you're going to do with it. You're going to give it to a Kohen. In any event, so now, the Chinuch Taka says, he's a Mesupak. Maybe he's an Ohr, not a good Ohr. Why? Maybe there is no din of being Makdish Baal Mum. Why? Because there is no din of Baal Ta'acher on a Baal Mum. In other words, when it comes to a regular Bechor, the Gemara Shana says that there is a din of Baal Ta'acher. The Bechor you have to tend to for, what's the din? 30 or 50 days, depending if it's a Beim Agas or Beim Adaka. Then, after that period of time, one gives it to the Koyen. So apparently the din of Baal Ta'acher, from the time that it becomes ready to give the Kohen, you can't let Tiryu Golem pass by. Alright? What about a Baal Mum? So it sounds like from the Gemara that if a Baim was born with a Mum, so I'm also going to have to give it to the Kohen. But the Kohen's going to be able to eat it or bring it to the Zayah, but it belongs to the Kohen. There's no use in Baal Ta'acher. I can verschleppen it. It's hanging out in my corral, so I don't have to look at find that when they get it to the mum and give it to the kohen. I look at it once in a while, see if we go home and go by with the mum, having the kohen. Also, not a problem. So it says in the Minchas Chinuch, since there's no din of Baal Ta'acher, and it comes from the same pasuk as the mitzvah being makdish, so now he's mesupah. He says, yesh l'chalik, could be two separate dinim. But he's mesupuk whether there's a din of being makdish. So l'chori, that's our suffix. If the din of being makdish about b'chor is that some din of simply if it is announcing its kedusha, right? So then it would make sense to say, I'm announcing that it's also begiva, it's also b'avoda. If the din of being makdish a baal mum is like Jason and Glenn were saying before, I'm styling it after the dinner being makdish on this day, it's not really shaykh. So this is and if it's not going to pick up any of the halachas of hekdesh leyamei baal ta'acher, so why should I pick up this din of being makdish? Then I'm not really, then it's not following the model of being makdish. I'm mukhruch. Some mukhruch can argue that I'm following the model because I'm setting it aside to, but l'chaira, being makdish means there's some isur in the animal itself. So if
the Gemara says that it is,
the Gemara says Balmum is not a model, not for all that. Balmum is not very model. A regular mukhruch is a model.
Regular
mukhruch
is a model.
Yes.
Balmum is not
a balmum. No, yes.
Okay. So, what's the
problem? So the Chassidus says the din of baltach is learned from the same pasuk as taktish, as the din of being maktish of bechor.
Because it's the same, I still have, from the first dose, I have the same responsibility to be.
Assuming that it's not from kaddish, Nikol bechor, when it comes from the din of taktish to the pasuk in Re'ei, so lechor, if I'm going to say a balmum is not included in the pasuk regarding baltacher, so why should I include in the pasuk lagave being makdish? So he says the eshlechalik. But the this is the suffix over here is the next shlav. Right, the first issue is the din of being makdish of bechor, imparting kedusha, being makdish it, or just announcing kedusha. The second thing we're saying is even if it's not going to be imparting kedusha, it can't be imparting kedusha because it's kosher mechalimai. But is the din day rice and being makdish filed after, is it modeled after the din day rice and being makdish chul? Right, so that is the suffix of the minchas chinuch in the din of mufla somach leish. And l'chayra that could be the suffix of the minchas chinuch when it comes to baal mum. Right? How would you be chalik? He says you could not. I could be chalik.
Just because something has a the halacha about acher.
Yeah.
And even the pasuk is keep the roshu to Hashem on Hashem will kapa
beimach. Right.
But by a baal mum, it's very clear that it kodesh baruch hu won't be dorish, right?
Okay.
It's asul and is there. So the fact that I have a chiyuv to be makdish something doesn't necessarily mean that kedusha transfers over, equates to halacha about acher.
Right. It probably has to do with where does baal ta'acher come from?
And that's it. The Gemara over there goes through drushes to teach me every kind.
And baal ta'acher, you might sucker.
Right. Every kind of neder.
Right.
In other words, it's not just assumed that you make any, that if I make a neder or a old carpet, Meiser is different and Pesach was different.
Right.
Gemara goes through all the
So now he thinks very good. See, if baal ta'acher did not flaw, right? So now we can look at this issue very precisely, right? Over here we're saying, is the hektish of a bechor just there's a cause to announce it, or is it some of the is it sound after aflo? Now if it's sound after aflo, so maybe you should pick up some halacha of baal ta'acher.
But. If it was styled after haflah, then each haflah would be styled. I wouldn't need a separate drush for each haflah.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's...
Neder and Nadav, I mean, the Gemara learns that Neder and Nadav is a different word.
Right, but then you can... At first I thought about Dachas and Hektish. Then when I know the Fichus is Svarkar, I see that then haflah and then Hektish.
Yeah, but the Gemara at the end of the Fichus Utstaka doesn't uproot all the other
drushes. No. I'm just saying that it's possible to say.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So there's two other nafkaminas in this issue. All right, so again, so what are we saying? The Chinuch begins by saying the Kaddish of Chayrish. The Chinuch himself, L'chora, is clearly saying from the din of Cheshit of Kotten that the din of being Makdish of Bechor is like the din of being Makdish Shabbos. Right. Now the question is a step deeper. Now that I know that I'm not really, it's not the same thing as being makdish chulin, and therefore I don't have to worry about being makdish baal mum lemizbeach, but this gzeiras hakosav of announcing the hekdesh of a bechor is it sold after the din of hafla, right? Or is it totally an announcement like kiddush and Shabbos? So nafkamina number one is a child who was muflasam achlish. Is there anything gained by having him do it over again? If it's sold after hafla, we would say it's done already. Right? Next nafkamina is balmum, right? All I'm going to accomplish is an Easter Giza Yavoda. Right? Does that fit in to the din of our floor? Right?
What's that? That's the problem with the whole floor issue. That's what I can't figure out, because it's not spiraled after that.
Right, so then it might just be a question of announcing. Right?
Right.
That could be the
issue doesn't run clean.
The what?
The Afla, if you take it through Afla, it doesn't run clean.
No, the Lachari have to say that by Balmum, they should not be a din. That's a suffix.
Right.
So that could be a
Kisgadah.
Right. So then the two other interesting speakers. One is a Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim wrote a sefer on Chumash called the Teva Zgoma. And this suffix is called the Pischechuv and Shulchan Aruch. It's a din that you can't be makdish an animal for the first 8 days of his life. Alright? Now the Teva is going to raise the question, can you be makdish a bechor in the first 8 days? So the Prima Gadim says, absolutely, it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's born, it's a Kodesh Avai. Right? So why shouldn't I be able to announce it then? The Rishash assumes not so.
Yeah.
So the Rishash,
even set aside as a carbon?
He can't be makdish for the first 8 days. So the Rishash assumes sakar. The Rishash says no, he can't be makdish for 8 days. So even though it's kashim rechon ibay, so lechari this is the same. This is the same issue. If it's simply announcing it, so it's kashim. If it has a din of afla, so lechari is a follow din of afla of ekdish. And then there's one other issue that the Aruch HaShulchan raises, and that is Bizman HaZeh. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that I guess the minhag was not to be makdish bechor. Somebody points out that when bechoros were born, and sure, this is in Europe, when bechoros had real farmers, so they used to sell any pregnant animal sold to a goy till after a bechor, and then some. In Germany, there were some very from farmers. They thought they had corrals of bechoros, but there's some of the frame are against that because it's a you need to call them.
I think that's
kind
of consolation.
Yeah.
If anybody got stuck with a
bechor,
he would take care of it.
Well, he didn't have a corral for it.
Take care of
it. I'm sorry.
Take care of it.
Take care of that. Quickly, cut.
That's the way you're laughing. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe the reason why he says maybe Bizman HaZeh there is no mitzvah to be makdish a bechor because the bechor will never end up in the mizbeach. That's a suffix. Nowadays, why don't I see people being makdish b'chayrus? In other words, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the pashtus of the lashon should be that we should be makdish. That's what he points out. He says it could be because the churban abayis. So he says the lashon efshar. So this animal never end up mizbeach. So it's not shach to be makdish. So you see the same issue. The Aruch HaShulchan could only justify not being makdish b'chor nowadays if the hekdesh had some smack in some din of afla. But if the hekdesh, that's what bothers the Aruch HaShulchan. What bothers the pashtus is that it's just okay. So that's what we wanted to accomplish tonight. The din of being of kiddush b'chayreis is the din of kiddush b'chayreis a din of just to announce, or actually to be makdish, to impart hekdesh. So it's it seems that you have to say you're not imparting any hekdesh because it's because of right? And take this irrelevant to being makdesh. But then there's still a deeper issue of this din de raisa being makdesh b'chor. So exactly, what's the model the Torah wants us to follow? Is it the model of Kiddush and Shabbos, right? And the model of being makdesh b'shas neder, right? B'shas korban. So he had four nafkaminas. One is the bar mitzvah kid, who comes, who is makdesh the animal mufas lamach l'ish. Number two, possibly not mukhrach being makdesh b'al mum. Number three, being makdesh in the first 8 days. And being makdesh in bizman hazeh, when the bechlal won't get the nuveach. Okay. That's good.